Lifestyle matters. It's more than money.
I'm Faisal Carmelli. My co-host here, Dave Popowich. How you doing, buddy?
I'm great, Faisal.
Looking at the two of us, we probably know nothing about the health industry, nothing about nutrition.
Yeah.
Skip the Dishes is my favorite nutrition advisor.
Well, it doesn't necessarily mean it doesn't have to be nutritious.
There's nothing on Skip the Dishes that's nutritious. Fair enough. You know that.
Yeah. You can't order from McDonald's every night.
Really?
No.
Okay, we're going to find out if we... If
they did that movie already. That's right.
Well, it's going to be a good session because we're going to talk about nutrition. We're going to talk about health as you age. Food becomes more and more of a topic. What foods help in regards to disease? What foods to stay away from as we age? How people want to live longer, healthier lives. What's the secret to that? There's a whole bunch of, I call them fad diets out there.
Yeah.
Have you tried any of those?
No. I'm on these, you know, I eat everything diet and then
seafood diet. Whatever food you see,
yeah.
You eat.
Yeah. But you know, it's interesting. So this is a topic, Faisal, that, and I want to encourage everybody that's listening, actually, where we get the ideas for the community sessions is from your feedback.
Yeah.
Right. So this is a topic that has come up and we've got lots of requests for it. And it's a bit of the, you know, we talk about all the time. Can you actually work out to reduce weight as you get older, right? Is there enough effort you can put in working out? I know working out's important part of it, but can you actually lose weight with that? And there's some myths and some truths and all these kinds of things. So we actually had lots of requests to get somebody on to help us understand some of these different diets and what you can do and what's reasonable. Is going for a walk once a day reasonable? Can that, you know, to keep the undercarriage strong and so you're not falling down? These are the kinds of questions that we were asked. So number one, thank you for providing input. Number two, please send your ideas. Keep the ideas coming about what topics you're interested in because we can organize then to have speakers on these various topics. So thanks for that. Back to you.
And so, yeah, we've got a great guest with us, Justin Slim. He is with Eon Future Health, certified in fitness and nutrition consultant. Justin, thank you for joining us today.
Yeah, thanks for having me both. I'm really grateful for this opportunity to kind of spread some knowledge and answer some questions that people might have.
So let's just kick it off with how nutrition changes as we age. So let's look at how should we look at nutrition as we're aging? Now, Dave is way, way, way older than I am. So this is more relevant to him than me. But just kind of give us some input on how should we look at nutrition as we age?
Absolutely. That's a great question. And as we age, right, we have to understand that our body changes. Your body changes as you go through your 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s. Maybe some of your clients are experiencing that right now. For example, bone density and size may go down. That may end up weakening them. Maybe some muscle loss. It's a condition known as sarcopenia, which essentially, starting in our 30s for some people, the rate at which we can grow muscle starts to decrease. That's what sarcopenia is. But that doesn't mean that we're going downhill. Like we've heard the phrase that we are going downhill. And the common misconceptions are is once you hit 40, you're kind of over the hill and maybe just waiting to die. And I think that's such a poor misconception because, to be honest with you, we should be working well into our 40s, 50s, 60s, and if we're able to, into our 70s, 80s, and 90s. I think it's really important that we understand that our body is changing and we need to fuel it properly in order to get there. Now, how do we do that? Well, as your body changes, we have to think about the internal mechanism in your body as well, right? So your digestive tract is changing as you start to age as well. So eating a high fiber diet is actually really critical as we go through this aging process. We're all going through this aging process together. So finding foods that are going to be high fiber is number one. Number two, I would look at the amount of processing that goes into the food that you're eating. When you look at nutrient-dense whole foods, those are your fruits, veggies, nuts, seeds, animal protein, you know, tofu, if you're a vegetarian or vegan, all of that stuff is great for the body. However, when we look at the processed foods, if we're looking at how much processed food we're actually getting on a daily basis, that's number one, is I would start to minimize that as much as possible. And that doesn't mean you need to eliminate it, right? We talked about at the beginning with the seafood diet. I'm not saying don't have the fun stuff, but look at it as almost like an 80-20 or a 90-10 kind of split. So 90% of the time, you're trying to eat nutrient-dense whole foods. And then 10% of the time, look at things that are going to be fun and are going to, you know, date night with your partner or your grandkids or anything like that. I think it's important to have the ice cream in the summer every now and again. But the majority of the time, we're looking for fruits, veggies, nuts, seeds, animal and vegan proteins are really, really crucial as we age.
We have a chat function for all of you attendees to type in your questions. You can definitely raise your hand on there. And if I can see it, I will call you to ask your question live. Justin is here to answer as many questions as we can send his way. When we talk about some of the things when it comes to nutrition, we hear about fad diets and so forth, keto, Beachbody, Atkins, so on and so forth. What are your thoughts about that, especially as we're aging? Give us your ideas, and if there's a special one that we should be focusing on. My doctor says the Mediterranean diet all the time to me. Just keeps on saying the same thing over and over again, so I'm looking for a new doctor that will give me a different prescription. So maybe you could help me out with that one.
Yeah, and I think it's important to pull back a little bit and maybe talk about the science as to how our bodies operate. So if your goal is weight loss, let's just use that as a goal right now. So we have to understand that the mechanism to lose weight, the first law of thermodynamics, is we need to be in a calorie deficit. So what these diets, these fad diets, all share in common is that you will be in a calorie deficit. That means you are going to consume fewer calories than you put out during the day. Well, how do you know how many calories you should be eating? And what is a calorie? Well, a calorie is a unit of measurement. And your body will pull energy from the foods that it eats, whether it is highly processed foods or whether it's more nutritious foods that we spoke about earlier with the nuts and seeds and all of that stuff, animal protein. There's less nutritious and there's more nutritious. But at the end of the day, your body will pull energy from it. And we know from the processed foods, you may end up getting more calories from those foods. So that's why we want to move towards the more nutrient dense, is because you can actually eat more without actually consuming more calories. Okay. So essentially what happens is as we age, your body has something called its basal metabolic rate. And I'm not going to get too much into the science here, but that is the number of calories basically to sustain human life. For you to get up and your organs to function, for you to move around. If you weren't doing any exercise, any movement throughout the day, those are the total number of calories that your body would need to basically function, right? You add in exercise to that, that number goes up a little bit more. You add in your digestion from eating the food, that number goes up a little bit more. So every person is a little bit different. And I think it's important to really emphasize that there is no one size fits all approach. So when we go back to the diets and think about, okay, the keto or the Atkins or Mediterranean or anything like that, the mechanism does not change that you do have to be in a caloric deficit in order to lose that weight. So there are a number of factors that will change your basal metabolic rate. That could be, you know, chronic health conditions. That could be the amount of stress that you have. That could be amount of lack of sleep that you're getting. But again, it's all about that calorie deficit at the end of the day. So I think that's important to really look at. And I think it's important to really talk about those fad diets and say, hey, just because my friend Jane did it doesn't mean that it's going to work for you. So just that's why they become fads, is because they work really well for one person and you see these great success. But my approach is we want to maybe find your own approach and tailor to it. If you want to start on keto or Atkins and it's not sustainable for you, this is the cool part. You have the freedom to change and you have the freedom to try something else. And I think that's really important for people to remember as they go through these quote unquote fad diets, is try what works for you. And if it doesn't work, scrap it and move on to a more simplistic approach.
Yeah, the strategy to get you through retirement. We're going to talk about that on our upcoming webinar on Tuesday, July 19th, 7 p.m. live online. You need to register for this. So go to morethanmoneyradio.com to register.
You're on 770 CHQR and More Than Money.